Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary Van Zante with Marion County Farm Bureau joins us on today's program to preview this Thursday's Ag in the City in downtown Pella. It's that time of year again. Ag in the City is returning to Thursdays in Pella coming up this Thursday. First of all, what is Ag in the City and what's it like for those who maybe have never seen agriculture take over our downtown square?
It's pretty amazing when you first see the setup around the square with all the large equipment, combines, tractors, just a variety of equipment used by the farmers for planting and harvesting their crops, as well as some of the co-op equipment, and Pella Rental has things that farmers use as well. So it just gives you an idea of the size of agriculture within Marion County. It is a major player economically and culturally within our county, and we're really pleased to be able to have this night to share information about agriculture with those in our community.
Well, and this is an annual tradition for Thursdays in Pella, and there's many activities returning, but there are also some new displays and activities every single year. Get something new and different for people to enjoy as well. What are some of the new things that people will notice when they're up on the square?
One of the things this year is a rain simulator that is provided by the Natural Resources Conservation Service within the county. And it's a trailer that is very interesting. It really shows the effect of rainfall on different soil types and different, if you have things planted that really help the rain go down rather than run off. And it helps explain why farmers are doing a lot of cover crops and conservation practices. I think people will enjoy seeing that. And we also have an electric car, a total electric car. And for those of you who may have traveled other places, you might be seeing places where you can stop and recharge an electric car. We just came from Indianapolis and was kind of surprised to see several of those where you could actually rent a car downtown and then charge it up in the charging station. So that's something new. And then the Iowa Historical Society has a trailer that I think people will also find very interesting. It will be located down by the library and is here for longer than just Ag in the City, but it's certainly available that night.
There's a lot of old standbys, some that are very delicious, I might add, and others that are a lot of fun and a lot of education. There's all sorts of different activities going on that are returning from previous years.
Yes, there are actually 5 blocks of activities and entertainment and food, as well as the things that are going on in the park. We have a lot of free activities for kids. This year, Community First is providing barrel rides that will be down on the south part of the street. And Tyler Schifferl is again doing his trick roping. We have several of our exhibitors provide activities within their space along with their equipment. Vermeer and Titan always have activities for kids. The always favorite corn pile that draws a lot of activity. But we also have face painting, and the Pella FFA will have activities as well as a petting zoo, assuming the weather cooperates and it's not too warm for that. The Red Rock Threshers are going to be providing tractor and wagon rides again, and this time they're located on North Main, and the wagon rides will start down that alley. We have the DNR Cause and Effect trailer again that really shows how all of us can contribute to conservation. Conservation is not just for farmers, although we hear a lot about that because of the effect from agriculture. And then you mentioned food. There will be some of our regular vendors, but in addition, people always seem to look forward to the Marion County Cattlemen and the FFA alumni group, and they'll be serving both pork and beef, and that's always a popular thing. And some of our exhibitors also have food available that they're giving away.
What are some of the other entertainment items that will be on the Tulip Torn leading up to the City Band at 8?
One of 3 contests this year will start at 6 o'clock on the Tulip Torn. And that is the selection of Little Miss Firecracker and Little Mr. America. And that starts at 6 o'clock with registration there. And I think that's limited. I believe that requires an advance registration. And then at 6:45, Dr. Bob will be interviewing livestock farmers to learn a little bit about their operations and some of the things going on with livestock in the area. At 7:30, Cressman Weingarten, who is one of our directors on our Farm Bureau Board, is going to sing, and he will be followed by the city band at 8 o'clock.
And there's also contests not only with the Little Mr. America and Miss Firecracker, there's going to be some different contests going on as well.
Yes, there's the tall corn contest, and just bring the tallest stalk of corn you have to try and get the tallest one, and there is a prize for everyone who enters, so they're not going to be tall as they were last year when we had the event in July, but everybody has the same opportunity, so hope you'll do that. And then we have a Wheels in Bloom contest. There's a junior and a senior category, and just bring your floral display, plants, whatever, just so it includes at least one wheel of some sort. And both of those contests you can enter from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Farm Bureau tent in the corner of the park.
Once again, that was Mary Van Zante with Marion County Farm Bureau previewing Ag in the City. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.